but in these hard economic times, could the money be better spent elsewhere? Journalist Fionnuala Meredith. Morning to you, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
And the commentator, David Vance. Morning to you, David.
Yeah, good morning, Stephen.
Who cares about the arts, David? Do you?
Well, of course I care about the arts, yes, Stephen. But, you know, when it comes to the funding of the arts from the taxpayers' money, that's an entirely a separate matter. And I think you've already sort of hit the nail on the head, Stephen. You know, we are in the middle of tough economic times, tough financial times. And that means that there has to be a reduction in government spending. So I'd have to say I agree with Nelson McCausland. He's made the right decision to cut back on the amount of cash being lavished on the arts. And, you know, by closing the Laganside events grant, then hopefully that means there's more cash available to go to much more deserving areas.
Yeah, for now, the DST spokesperson said, due to funding pressures within the department's budget, blah, 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 and the department's core responsibilities, we've had to close the Laganside events grant from 31st of March 2012. At the end of the day, can you afford to spend hundreds of thousands of pounds on the arts, Fionnuala? What do you get back?
For a start, Stephen, this wasn't specifically arts money. This was money to regenerate the Cathedral Quarter area. So I think it's important just first of all to make that distinction. And so much has been ploughed into that area in terms of investment over recent years, and it's brilliant. I mean, I think most people would agree that the Cathedral Quarter is a real success story. It's really vibrant. There's so much happening there. It's a part of Belfast we can be really proud of. And we're seeing all these billboards going up around town saying, 2012, this is Belfast's time to shine. Yet it seems a bitter irony to me that on the very day that Belfast City Council suddenly announced that £150 million of development money, you know, with a big launch with the First and the Deputy First Minister, on that very same day, organisations in the Cathedral Quarter were getting these letters saying, no, your funding's cut through their letterboxes. And it isn't just about the arts. Yeah, the arts is really important. And unless we want a city that's just devoted to, you know, going shopping, going to Victoria Square, we need the arts. We need that vibrant culture. But it's the businesses in the area, like Nick's Warehouse, the restaurant there, the Duke of York Pub, the Hewitt, the Merchant Hotel. Actually, even the Dean of St Anne's have all come out and issued statements to say how important this money is for businesses in the area.
David Vance?
It's a relatively small outlay for the department in return for all kinds of jobs. This isn't just jobs for artists. It's not jobs for artists. It's jobs for people in bars, people, technical assistants who set up festivals. It's about bringing people to that area and making it live.
Okay, so, Stephen, in my view, the arts community here needs to learn to stand on its own two financial feet. If it provides events and functions that people find popular and people like, then they'll pay for them, and so a profit can be made. If it doesn't, then that's nature's way of telling them that they're indulging themselves. The arts has no right to be able to put its hand in my back pocket or yours or any listeners and take cash that could be used in so many other ways.
Well, let me just give you one example. The Out to Lunch Festival, brilliant arts festival that happens in January in the Black Box in Belfast Cathedral Quarter. It brought 11,000 people in. That's in January. No one ever goes out or wants to be out and about going to things. You got a bowl of stew or something tasty for your lunch. You paid maybe £6. You got your lunch and you saw some brilliant arts events. And it was packed. I looked around at one of the events I was at and I saw all the happy faces. And it was just fantastic. People of all ages, all backgrounds. And this is what Belfast should be about. You can't
put price on that.
To my mind, what David's saying is just pure Philistine rhetoric.
Well, I mean, I'm afraid we have to be rather careful with the terms we're using, Fionnuala. I mean, some could say, why should we fund the Loveys? I mean, that's another way of looking at this. The event you just referred to, if it was as popular and well attended and so much appreciated, surely it made a profit. So
you think the Dean of St Anne's is a Lovey?
Let me finish. If it made a profit, why do you think that the taxpayers of Northern Ireland should be asked to fund it?
You don't think it's worth paying this relatively small amount of investment in order to bring this great return to a brilliant part of Belfast?
I'm suggesting that there are many other areas of the public purse that incremental pound could have gone to. Are you really saying that arts is more important than health, for example?
As I said, it's not just about the arts. This was purely performance-based funding. That's why it's being administered by DSD. It was to put on events. Nothing to do with funding the arts per se.
But that funding comes from the central government kitty. And if that kitty can be split in such a way that funding can be diverted into much more important areas, then surely, Fionnuala, you can recognise that that's certainly a good idea.
He simply said, Fionnuala, it's not a priority.
Well, Where do you set the priorities? As I say, it's a relatively small amount of money that makes a great deal of difference to this area. And also, it seems pointless to have ploughed a great deal of investment into this area and really got it up and going, and then just suddenly pull the plug, particularly in this, you know, great 2012 Titanic year. Our time to shine, and yet, look, there's the plug going on all these great festivals. I mean, I hope they can survive, but you're looking at the Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival, the Festival of Fools, a brilliant venue like the Black Box that brings so much enjoyment to people, but even more important, brings jobs to that area.
And take cash from our pockets, Fionnuala. That's the point. If they're popular, they'll survive. If they provide that which people want, people will go, spend their money, and that's great. But it really is outrageous in these tough times to be seriously suggesting that money should be diverted to those events rather than far more important and crucial frontline areas.
Well, let's take it away from the arts. Let's talk about these businesses. Let's talk about the businesses that benefit a great deal. They're dependent on these events.
And those businesses then, I mean, presumably they pay taxes.
You still there, Fionnuala?
Yes, I'm listening to David's point.
Yeah, my question, Fionnuala, is if those businesses, by virtue of such activities, are paying taxes, then, you know, the government is getting money back in. So I'm not sure that it's any vindication to say, keep on pumping money into the arts, let's ignore the more pressing areas, just so that the various hotels or restaurants that you mentioned can be even more profitable.
Well, I would worry if that was the kind of viewpoint that was steering the direction of this city. To my mind, Nelson McCausland's like Captain Smith on the bridge of the Titanic, full steam ahead into the iceberg. What do we want? A one-dimensional city where there's nothing to do, where there's no cultural life?
We are celebrating the Titanic this year, Fionnuala.
Well, now, the minister responsible for all of this, Nelson McCausland, has contacted us this morning. Minister, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
In these hard times, then, I guess difficult for you to justify big sums on the arts when people are pulling that money and wanting to pull it elsewhere.
Well, within my department, as indeed within every department, we face significant financial pressures. And that's something that everyone is having to face up to. But I think that in this particular situation, there has been some misrepresentation or misunderstanding, perhaps, of the situation. I think it would be helpful if I was just take a simple example of that. The financial input into a number of these events by DSD has been comparatively modest. And these events already receive and will continue to receive very substantial funding from other government departments. Fionnuala made mention there, for example, of the Festival of Fools. The funding for the year 11-12 for the Festival of Fools, from the Arts Council, £53,000. From the Tourist Board, £20,000. From Peace 3, £25,000. From Belfast City Council, £18,000. And our contribution was £14,000. So without that £14,000, they would still receive £116,000 for that particular festival.
That's a disgrace, Nelson, I might add.
And well, I hear the comment from David. What I'm trying to get across there is that the reduction which they are faced with is a modest 10% reduction. Now, we as a department are actually investing very substantially in the Cathedral Quarter. For example, to the new Metropolitan Arts Centre, we're putting in £530,000.
But why take away the Lagginside Events Grant?
Because there is a limited budget. There is a limited amount of money. We are putting an extra £530,000 into the Metropolitan Arts Centre over the 2 years.
But you can...
Sorry, if you just let me make my point. When you set that against the reduction, in actual fact, there's very little reduction at all. And in fact, the Cathedral Quarter Steering Group gets £100,000 a year. So the suggestion that DSD isn't investing in the Cathedral Quarter is simply wrong. There is a figure of £100,000 a year to Cathedral Quarter Steering Group, over $500,000 to the Metropolitan Arts Centre. Those are very substantial investments.
But have a listen to the likes of Sean Kelly, director of the Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival. He said this fund is a small yet significant opportunity for promoting tourism and creative industries, and the minister's action is all the more surprising given these are priority areas in the executive draft programme for government. They're telling you that this will jeopardise tourism, it will jeopardise the local economy.
You can't have it on one hand that the input from DSD is small, and as I pointed out already, you're talking about, in the case of the Festival of Fools, just 10%. Can't say that on the one hand. And then on the other hand, have Fionnuala talking about Titanic striking icebergs and disaster and doom all around, which is the image that is being portrayed, that the whole thing is going to collapse because of this.
I'm not saying that. But, you know, as Sean Kelly said, small but significant. The arts organisations have been criminally underfunded in this country for years, and I think the views of David Vance illustrates just that kind of particular mentality that has no place for that, does not see the richness and just the added value of living in a place with a vibrant arts community that benefits everybody. We're not just benefiting a few windy artists. We're talking about something that benefits people widely, and they get a great deal of enjoyment from. I saw that when I was at the Out to Lunch Festival in January. Now, at freezing time of the year, you never get anybody out. This place was packed. We want a country. We want a city.
And you would recognise that, Minister, wouldn't you?
Mr. McCausland is a cultured man. Surely he sees that.
Sorry, indeed I would. But if a festival like the Festival of Fools can survive on £116,000 of public subsidy, then indeed there's something very odd. You take the Out to Lunch.
We're not just talking about the Festival of Fools. We're talking about the general picture.
You were talking about it because you actually
mentioned it, but we're not just talking about that. We're talking about a wider picture here.
Let's move on to some other examples here. For example, if you take the main events in that area, the Arts Council put in £232,000 last year, just over a quarter of a million, £60,000 from the Tourist Board, £33,000 from Peace 3, almost £49,000 from Belfast City Council, and smaller amounts from other sources. And I think with that sort of public investment from government, it shows that there is a government commitment to the Cathedral Quarter. The impression has been given, I think, wrongly over the last number of days, that suddenly no public money would be going into the Cathedral Quarter. I think the figures I've quoted there show very clearly that very substantial public money is going into that area.
I'll tell you what the Cathedral Group is accusing you of, though, Minister. Mm-hmm. And if this is true, surely you need to apologise to these individuals. Paul McAlean from the Cathedral Quarter Steering Group says, I've been in touch with a number of arts groups who have received letters without any prior consultation or indication that the funding would go. So you don't even consult with them. You don't talk to them. You don't give them prior notification. They simply get a letter in the post. Now, that's way to do business.
Oh, indeed it is. The letter was the notification. We were notifying them.
No consultation?
Consultation is basically around policy decisions. This isn't a policy decision. This was always discretionary funding. It was something that we inherited from Lagonside a number of years ago. It has been continued on a discretionary basis. People were always aware that it was a discretionary basis, that there was no certainty from year to year, that there was never any assertion or assumption that it would be anything other than that, and therefore perfectly proper that the decision was made. It's within my remit to make that decision. And as I looked at the funding pressures within the department, I believe it was the right decision.
Okay.